Thursday morning. Enda Brady, g'day.
Morning, Millsy. Hey, Baz. Morning, everyone.
Well, he's had his knockers, but the Prime Minister may have found a way to Brexit.
Yeah, amazing. Big developments tonight in Europe. They're being kind of downplayed by the UK government until we get some kind of meat on the bones, basically. But right now, all the indications are that Boris Johnson just might have achieved something in the past 24 hours since we last spoke, because the drums are beating and it would appear that people have given ground, finally, a little bit of compromise on each side. So the Prime Minister is heading to Brussels, European Commission summit, and a big powwow, basically, with all the European leaders over the next 48 hours. But it would look as if the UK is finally getting a Brexit deal done, as Boris Johnson said he would. Now, whether they get it done in time before the October 31st deadline is anyone's guess. He may ask for a little extension to get it done. He'd previously said he would rather be dead in a ditch than do that. But something is happening, and I reckon in the next 24 to 48 hours, we will know exactly what it is. But the mood music coming out of Downing Street and Brussels and Dublin as well, remember it's all about the Irish border, is quite positive.
Oh, well, that's a positive sign at least. Now, who are the celebrities getting behind Extinction Rebellion?
So there's been an open letter published in the morning's newspapers here, and it's about 100 plus UK celebs. Jude Law, the actor, Sienna Miller is in there as well. Lots of famous faces, and they're just pointing out that, you know, we realise, this is their words, we realise we work in an industry that is kind of leaving a very heavy carbon footprint, and that some people will view us as hypocrites, but we would like to align ourselves with Extinction Rebellion and just say that they are making the right kind of stand. Now, I was in Westminster very early this morning, police everywhere, and they've issued a new public order notice and they've removed all of the protesters. So there was nobody there. I mean, it was central London, completely empty. Very, very clever policing. But Extinction Rebellion, they are not going away, and they've had some pretty heavyweight celeb backing in the morning's newspapers here.
All right, mate. Interesting times indeed in the world. You'll be back with us tomorrow live from Crown, which is one of your favourite hidey holes. And we'll hear you again with Ollie this afternoon.
Love the Crown. Love you, Millsy. Love you, Baz. See you tomorrow, guys.